You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, here we are again, and we're talking about Satan's attack on families and how he is unfortunately successfully destroying many families, and how he hates God's children. That's me and you. That's us. One of the ways he does this is he attacks the marriage. And boy, are we in the middle of a full-fledged attack on marriage. Most politicians, they're so intentionally stupid, they can't even define what a woman is. And a marriage takes one man and one woman. And he's infiltrated the churches. You have churches that won't stand up and say, this is an abomination that's going on here. Two men cannot be married. Two women cannot be married in the church. I could care less what happens out in the secular world, but in the church. And of course, they're all 501c3 government churches, government sponsored, government exist by the permission of government, and violating God's laws, violating the first commandment, and becoming a state church with their quote-unquote licensed preachers that the state controls. Well, in a biblical marriage, you enter into a covenant with God that has him at the center of the marriage. When we're single and we're looking for a mate, most of the effort goes into looking for the kind of spouse you need, someone to fulfill your needs. If we're honest, we don't put a lot of thought and effort into thinking about what kind of spouse do they need me to be? What kind of spouse should I be? Would I accept myself as a spouse? Would I pass the mustard, so to speak? We even spend less time on thinking what we are supposed to do after we're married than before we're married. And the women think, well, I'll change him. No, the only time you're going to change him is when he gets old and becomes incontinent, and then you can change his diapers. The Depends. The most important question to ask is, what kind of spouse does God expect me to be? That's the question we should be asking ourselves. What does God say I'm supposed to be? There are instructions for men and for women. And if we're going to understand what God's plan is for our future with him, we need to understand these biblical roles of a husband and a wife. It's that simple. The Bible gives us the structure of a marriage. 1 Corinthians 11:2, it says, "Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you. But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God." That gives us the pecking order, one way to define it, of how a marriage is supposed to be put together. God first, Jesus second, the man third, and the women fourth. That's the structure God lays out. But boy, people don't want to hear that. No, they want to reject that.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.